Now, we love bringing you stories here on the morning show about impressive young people in our community, because often the younger generation can get a bad rap, but I'm here to tell you that they are an impressive bunch. And the students at the LaSalle Academy in Lithgow have had their work awarded. They wrote, performed, and recorded a song that was awarded a Youth Songwriting Award. Pat Drummond is their music teacher. Good morning.
Hello, Kaya. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I know that you're one very proud teacher. You couldn't get to the phone quick enough to tell us about this achievement.
Well, I think in lots of ways I've been up the Golden Guitars and the Arias and all in my 40 years without a real job before coming back teaching. But I don't think I was ever so excited as when Mickey Pye announced in front of a packed audience at Bathurst Entertainment Centre last week that the Year 9 kids had won the award. It was such a lovely story behind how this song was written, and it, for me, it was kind of the fulfilment of something that I think it's just fantastic.
So what award have they actually won, Pat?
The Oberon Youth Council Songwriting Award for 2015, which there were entries all the way from Dubbo right across the Central Rest. So it was you know, quite a big achievement for them.
Yeah, absolutely. How did the students react?
Well, they weren't there on the night because it seemed unlikely to us that we could win such an award, you know. When I came in the next morning and told them, I've never seen them so excited, because this was a very shy group of kids. Mm. Often the kids that do drama and the like are the extroverts, the outgoing ones. But the music kids, the ones that had elected to do music, were a lot kind of shyer and more laid back. And in fact, the very first day that I met them, as you'll see from the title of the song, I didn't know what to say. It came out of just exactly that facet of the group. When I very first met them, I was just wondering what they would write a song about, because that's part of their course curriculum. And I went around the group asking them what they would write a song about, and I got to one very shy girl who doesn't want me to name her in the group, and I said, "And what would you write a song about?" And she said, "I don't know what to say." And I know a lot of people would just pass on from that, but I said, "And how does that feel?" And suddenly all the other kids started weighing in with these stories. And Grace Jeffries came in with this lovely story about how she was in year seven and she had to walk down at the speech night and get up on stage and say something.
Oh, that's nervous for any, even adults still get nervous about that.
Don't we? We
yeah.
Do. I don't know if this has ever happened to a highly professional ABC presenter. But
oh, no, don't. Right now, I am in a studio with no one looking at me. That's the difference. You then get up in front of a group of people and it completely changes.
And drop your papers.
Yeah.
So they're all in the wrong order. That's what happened to Grace, and she came up with that lovely story. And then Blake, who's really shy young gentleman, and I never thought would ever do something as advanced as jump up in a recording studio and sing. And Luke started to tell me a story about their nana's birthday party that turned into the story the way that we've turned it around for the second verse. And then I got to another very shy person in the group, who's our violin player, Amelia, and I got back to her and I said, "And when would you not know what to say something?" And she said, "I'm glad I had it recorded. No one would believe this, but I put it all on mini disc." And she said, I said, "When would you not know what to say?" And she said, "When a boy asked me to marry him." And it was just such a beautiful thought. They all started working then. I got them to write down their stories and then to look for the internal rhymes that were all already there within the music, the vowel rhymes. And then I got them to do something a little bit unusual, because you'll know as a presenter that even when we're talking, we're really singing all the time. And I get them to concentrate on the way that when you speak, the pitch in your voice rises and lowers as you speak it. And they started to focus on that, and Lania and Georgia went off and started to construct the melody out of the way that it was already there. So you'll hear in the first line it goes, "I was only in year seven," which becomes the way they sang it by following the pitch of the way they spoke.
Mm. What was this process like for you as a teacher, a newly returned teacher, to see their creative processes and also that teamwork and how they came up with this final finish award-winning product?
Well, I think that the big lesson for all of us as teachers and as leaders that we do so much talking, and particularly me, my wife tells me I do it all the time, but it's about listening. Students, teachers have got to learn as much from their students as the students learn from them. It's about listening to the ideas that they bring back to you. And that's how the community part of it develops. And by listening to them, they started to become more confident about the fact that they would speak and that they could put an idea out and no one would, you know, laugh at them. And that was a really important confidence building thing. And finally, I got my group to start to perform it to small groups of the drama kids. And the drama kids got so vibed up about it, they're now making a whole film clip out of it, which they're going to say. And one of the drama kids with a beautiful voice and a very extroverted lady by the name of Paige McNamara, she got so excited about the song, she wanted to be involved too. And the drama kid and the music kids put their arms around that. And she comes in, she sings the first verse about the year seven child who can't think what to say. Blake sings the second verse. And then Lania, with a beautiful voice, sings the third verse. But the really lovely thing about it is that then when they came back with their stories, I asked them how the stories finished. And they had to go away and construct the last little line, which you hear right down the end, where they tell you what happened at the end of each story. And I was just so amazed at the things that they came up with. It's just been a sheer pleasure. So we recorded at a local studio here in Hartley, and that was something very new. The school has really decided they want to, LaSalle Academy really wants to have an audio-visual emphasis in what they do. So blending the drama department, the music department, and the visual arts department together. So, and this was the result, the song that we turned up with.
Let's have a listen to I Didn't Know What to Say. Pat Drummond, you pass on our congratulations to your students, and thanks for telling us about it this morning.
Great to talk to you, Kaya.
That's Pat Drummond, their music teacher at LaSalle Academy. This is that award-winning song, I Don't Know What to Say.
Fading into withdrawal, my eyes were full of tears. My nana had just passed away, we shared so many years. When a policeman pulled me over, coming down the Browns Gap Way, he said,
"Hey, where's the funeral?"
And I didn't know what to say.
Sometimes it's hard when you don't know what to say. Your mind goes down and the words just slip away. Sometimes the words escape you and you don't know where to start.
Policeman said, I'm sorry, mate. Come on, I'll take you there.
That is the Yinan Music Students from the LaSalle Academy in Lithgow with their award-winning song, I Don't Know What to Say. Thanks for Pat Drummond, their teacher, for telling us about it here on The Morning Show. Pretty impressive for a group of young musicians.